time is 7 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Master Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli are here. There's an interesting trend developing in gravestones. Last year I saw something. I don't know that I made mention of it. You can remind me if I did. I'm sure you'll tell me if I've forgotten something that I talked about.
We were talking about this earlier.
Thank you, Roberta. The pastimes that people who are my age, let's say, and maybe younger, maybe it isn't an age thing, but it's fascinating. I've seen several, and because I'm a farmer, maybe this means something to me. A friend of mine who's a farmer who had a large collection of John Deere tractors was buried recently, and on his tombstone, or actually the gravesite, wasn't a tombstone. It was an old John Deere tractor that was placed in a prominent position on the gravesite with a plaque on the side of the tractor. Here is my friend John, or you know, whoever. And then
he was a dear
John. We will miss you.
Yeah, right. And then there is an example, a place, I think it's in Ohio, as a matter of fact, where a husband and wife couple who had Harley, they had twin Harley Davidsons. They were both killed in motorcycle accidents. And on the tombstone is an antique Harley Davidson, which pays tribute to their passion, whether they died because they were not riding, whatever the thing, this acknowledges their passion. And I wonder if that is, and I just started thinking about it, if when you have, either you pass on or loved ones pass on, how you want to be memorialized. And I think this is kind of it. If you do have, if you're being buried and you don't have ashes, or even sometimes people with ashes, they go to a cemetery, they buy a little plot, and there's a headstone placed on top of them. I think in my own mind, I don't really care to have that, but that's, you know, to each his own. Richie's father, when he died, the ashes were cast on the golf course where he loved to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. There's no anywhere that I know of a headstone that says, here's, or did you do something after?
There's no headstone, but there's a plaque on the tree where we spread the ashes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's an unusual way, or is it? Is this becoming commonplace? Or is it?
One of his best friends was the owner of the golf course.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you, it's quite popular nowadays for people to have, if you go on any golf course where there's a club, where it has regular members, you will see a stone bench
that's a memorial
to somebody, or a plaque on the ground at a thing. So it's quite common.
So what would be an unusual, I'm just thinking of the people that I know, and how unusual it might be or not to have something. My father, for example, would have been like yours, a golf, something having, and the memorial is for him in my house. And on the farm makes reference to his golf, his love of golf. But what other things? Your father was a great cook, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Had a background as a restaurateur.
Yes, we buried him in his dirty apron and his tie with the spots on it and a spatula in his hand.
Now, see, I didn't know that. Your father in the casket. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember the funeral home called me up all concerned. You know your father's tie
is
stained.
Yeah.
You know your father's tie is stained. I said, yes, I know. My father's ties were always stained.
Yeah. But would you have
the
put
way he was.
Where you buried him, mm-hmm. is it a regular tombstone, or is it a tombstone that represents something that means something to him?
Well, I haven't done anything with the tombstone because when my father died, we really didn't think my mother would last much longer. And as you know, it's very expensive to redo a tombstone.
Oh, very expensive. People are getting away from it,
It was $3,000-$4,000 to, to bring the thing up and re-engrave it and reseed it. And so I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it both at once. And took my mother 5 years later until she died. So now it's a year later, and I really have to get this tombstone done.
I will
do something special. But my cousin out west, who was one of the original landholders in Utah and was a farmer, on his tombstone, there is a pair of boots and a shovel.
Really?
Yes.
So that's appropriate.
Michelino Martini, his name was, and he was.
Here's a guy named.
Yes.
There
were
Tom...
cow farmers, by the way.
Really?
Yes, dairy farmers.
Cattle guys.
Yeah, dairy farmers. Yes.
Here's a guy named Tom Graham, who is memorialized on his tombstone with a big Coors can.
There you go.
He was a Coors drinker for 25 years.
That's funny.
Told his wife when he died he wanted a Coors can on his tombstone. And that's
truck
what
driving
he
accident.
Actually, oh, it doesn't say that here. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I suppose that's possible. 800-510-8255. What would be a unique way of people remembering you? Jim calls us at 800-510-TALK. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thank you, Doug, and enjoy the show. I'm just wondering if on yours you're going to have a statue of a cow that's listening to the radio.
Oh, there
that
you
would
go.
Be so cute
with
headphones
on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I hadn't thought about it. I wasn't giving much thought to me because
awesome.
It's way too soon for me to be worried about that, Jim. But thank you for your concern.
It's way too soon for me to worry about it too.
All right. So, what would you have on your? By the way, that's pretty clever. Thank you. That's cute. What about you?
Idea.
What would you have? What would you prefer to have in a memorial for you?
You know, I think it's just something that said he served. I retired from the Air Force a number of years ago, and and I'm not real big into gravestones. I think I'll be cremated and spread, but if they were going to do something a little bit military, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. That's good. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's somebody who worked for the railroad and loved trains that wants to have... You can't bring a big train, obviously, to the cemetery. You can have models of them on top of the stone. You could put, like, a locomotive from a Lionel train set. That certainly is conceivable, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Something that represents more than just he was a great, man. Or
just the
like
dates.
That. Yeah, right, exactly.
Loved ones.
Yeah. What would you put in Bernie Madoff's, if when he dies, maybe just a big hole?
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff, who's the guy that ripped off all those investors.
Yeah, thief guy.
Yeah, right.
So let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
The one advantage to a headstone that I see, there's where we go to the beach in the mid-Atlantic shores here, the Delmarva shores.
Yeah.
There's a little church with a little cemetery on our way back and forth to the beach that we pass all the time. And the kids and I will always look over the names. And, there was one name is Beers and stuff. But, I mean, there's some old. I mean, there's got to be a couple of these headstones that are a couple of hundred years old.
Yeah, they're all around.
And I think that's neat
that
your body, there's proof that you existed.
Mm-hmm.
Physical
proof.
Other than, ashes, I don't know what's going to,
who's
going to
remember
a thousand years from now, who will
no
come along and know that I ever existed?
Yeah.
Now we have digital and you have to think that, my Facebook photos will be around for a million years, who knows, whatever.
Yeah.
But that tombstone, it always is just kind of evidence that you were
cool
here.
Yeah, cool now that you can actually do something to personalize it, like a stupid Coors can. That's kind of fun, don't you
think? So, I think all of us...
It is, yeah.
I don't know about Doug, I think I know, but I think we all want to be cremated and have our ashes spread.
Yeah.
But, what about that
I don't know
proof?
About that. I might like to be buried.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd like to have some place where people can come and cry over me. Knock on wood.
Well, but that's true. And like with my dad, I can go back to the tree. That's where we will always go, is to the tree on the 14th hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My father, the same. My mother does have, she's in a plot in the cemetery down at the end of the street, and go there. And the reason I guess I'm thinking about it now is because Easter is a big time for that, it seems, people talk about Memorial Day. And
it's the theme of the event, buddy.
But, yeah, exactly. You go...
There was a tomb and everything.
Yeah. So, did my mother rise from the dead? Did my father? Did your mother? Did your father? Other people? It's a part of the hope of Easter. The message of Easter is such a hopeful message, in that sense, that it's worth sort of... I don't know how many of you thought about it that way, but if you do have somebody that has... you've had somebody in your family's past, and they had a particular thing that they really loved, they really liked, they really were involved in, is it worth a second thought to pay that tribute to them, which makes them more iconoclastic than just having a gray stone there with somebody's name, born this day, died that day, and that's it. I think that's horrible. Everybody has accomplished more than just living and dying, so why not pay tribute to them through this source? So the people who put... Okay, you put whatever your religious symbol is, if that's what you want to do, on your stone. But I think just make it more. We are somber and we get sad about people who have left us. First holidays like Easter, first holiday after somebody passed and maybe is very important to you. So what do? You go down in the dumps, or do you think, okay, this person was good, and I loved him or her for this reason. And that's kind of, I think, what brings you about to a better place, and you don't get so down. You don't, you're not going to forget, but maybe as time goes on, some people do forget. As Richie has suggested, maybe that's a cool way to remember. Just food for thought, thinking about it. Yeah, the cow and the headset.
We're all going to chip in and have one made up.
Thank you very much, Richie. Here's something for gentlemen to be listening to. The second visit to the Million Bottle Master Prostate Giveaway. You should know how important it is to take care of your prostate. You know that. Prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy. So if you remembered me talking about this last fall and you didn't take any action then, take some action now. This is a product that works. It protects your prostate. It has 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function. And to sort of define it or further clarify, that means when your prostate is working well, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So if you feed it well, it stands to reason it's going to be healthy. You try this product, be one of the million people that calls 800-421-1712 and try this incredible support for a restful night's sleep. This incredible support for your prostate. It needs to be protected. This is the way to do it. Free bottle on its way to you by calling 800-421-1712. Is it any wonder that so many women call this number because they want to protect the man they love, but they also want for their own protection and not have to get up two or three times during the night, which happens as men get older and they don't have control, which they need to have, and you can get it with Master Prostate. Try the first bottle free by dialing 800-421-1712.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
The American Morning Program is Doug's Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
All right, birthdays for this Monday, the 9th of April. I kind of put this out of my mind, although I thought about it earlier today. Today's my mother's birthday.
Oh.
She was born on April 9th, 1921.
Did you eat your cookie yet?
I have not, Richie. I knew I had some blueberry cheesecake, though, earlier on, so maybe that'll suffice for my cookie. That was it. For those of you who are maybe listening
over the
years. Did
you get a sweet tooth from your mama?
No, actually, I got criticized a lot for eating candy.
She wouldn't let him eat cookies,
right?
So he would eat a cookie on her birthday,
right? I was
just to say hi, Mom.
Yeah, it was kind of just one of those things. So her birthday, Wanda Sands was her maiden name, Wanda Marie after her mother, and now I remember. Her as I haven't, I honestly don't think much about my mother in these terms. It's interesting. Although I've been thinking more and more about her lately because I've been into this sort of forgiveness track and nothing more, but it's just one of those things that I think we all have to kind of do as we go through life, put things into perspective. And a lot of us have, I think, through the years sort of played the blame game with our parents and, you know what? Doesn't do a thing. It's not productive under any stretch of the imagination. So you might want to try that a little bit. That's a latent. This is an old sort of song. This must be 25 years old.
75. It was on my Ronco Records album.
27 years ago.
I was 10 years old.
Paper Lace had the number one song with The Night Chicago Died. And we recognize Philip Wright, who is the drummer for Paper Lace, who is 66 today. Happy birthday to him. Next up on our list is Hal Ketchum.
Going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road.
Country singer of some note.
Great song. I forgot about him.
Yeah? What is that? He didn't forget about you, Jennifer. He's a big fan.
Small Town Saturday Night.
I think this must be the best known song for him, is it not? I don't know.
I remember this song.
Yeah,
pretty
I think
well.
This is his best known one.
Yeah. All right, next up on the hit parade of birthday celebrants is Dave Innes from Restless Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what some of these guys are doing. What do they do? What's their life all about? It's not about these songs. I mean, they had hits when they were in these groups, and then they went on to other.
They become producers, writers,
yeah.
Teach music, whatever
Ball
it is. They play in small towns. I mean, if they're not still on the top of the charts.
Right. Such would be the case with Mark Kelly, keyboardist with Marillion. You'll have to tell me about this song. I don't know anything about it.
I I think they were like an 80s big rock band.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, Ricky. Dennis Quaid's birthday is today. Born in the state 1954 in Wyatt Earp. Postcards from the Edge, Everybody's All-American, The Right Stuff, Jaws 3, The Long Riders, Breaking Away, Switchback, Frequency is my favorite Dennis Quaid.
And don't forget his newest role, Divorce Court.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And brother of Randy Quaid.
He just had the twins a couple of years ago with that woman, right?
He did.
Yeah. Cynthia Nixon, who was Miranda on Sex and the City. Born this date, 1966. Interesting, she was that age. Best known, though, for being in... She was in the Manhattan Project. Then another movie. She was in Amadeus, actually, if you don't remember.
Amadeus.
Keisha Knight Pulliam was Rudy on the Cosby
Rudy.
Show.
Cute little girl.
How old is she now?
33.
Ah, right.
Blair from The Gossip Girl is played by Leighton Meester, 26 today. And Jesse McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Oh, McCarthy, is she related to?
No, it's a he.
It's a beast.
Yeah, young boy.
All right, thank you for helping me out with all of those. Happy birthday. It's 28 after.
It's Chinatown, and don't you forget it. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Hello, Claude. Where'd you get the midget?
A very nosy fella, kitty cat, huh? You know what happens to nosy fellas? Huh? No? Want to guess?
Jack Nicholson has a nose encounter with a knife-wielding Roman Polanski in the classic detective movie Chinatown, now in all its film noir glory on high-definition Blu-ray disc. Chinatown won an Oscar for its writer, Robert Towne, who gave its stars, Nicholson, Faye Dunaway, and John Huston, some of the most memorable lines in movie history.
See, Mr. Gibbs, most people never have to face the fact. The right time, the right place, they're capable of anything.
She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister.
But the film's most iconic line is its last, uttered by Nicholson's partner, Walsh, played by veteran actor Joe Mantell.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Nearly 40 years later, writer Robert Towne says it was quite simply the only line that could possibly have closed the film, and he got it from a vice cop that he met before he even started writing the script.
I asked him what he did and where he worked, and he was a vice cop, and he'd worked in Chinatown. I said, well, what do you do down there? And he said, nothing. He said, look, when you're there, you're in a completely alien culture with different dialects, and you don't know what's going on. So I gave Guinness a background in Chinatown where, in trying to do something constructive, that it was impossible to tell whether you're going to help prevent a crime or actually help commit one. And in that sense, Chinatown really came to stand for its Chinatown, for the futility of good intentions. That's the significance of the line.
Did you know it was a great line when you wrote it?
No.
Do you write the script heading towards that line?
I think it was inevitably the only line. What else can you say? Forget it, Jake. Just turn it down.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm in New York in the CBS Broadcast Center, and I have earlier described how it's very interesting to watch the various screens and see what's on. It isn't just the portal for what's on broadcast television, it's the editing suites and the things that are being pieced together so that you'll see them on the air. And there's a lot of stuff now because the Dow Jones, the averages are being scrutinized because the market's just opened here in New York a few minutes ago. Thank you very much for that.
Hello?
Telephone?
Turn that off. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that your hotel phone?
No, I'm in the studio.
Oh, you're in the studio.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right,
exactly. So we'll put a fast end to all of that stuff. All right.
Maybe it's Mike Wallace.
All right, fine.
Calling the hotline.
Yeah, that could. That's an interesting. I'm across the hall from the old offices of 60 Minutes in the edit suite. And so it's pretty interesting.
What's that Stefan doing in my old studio?
Yeah, right. I'm looking also at a piece of, they're editing a piece of film right now from a television news anchor's desk where the producers of the show apparently were not happy with the edit, with the anchor. And he was such an egomaniac. I'm just reading the byline here. They took cans of paint, opened them, and threw them on this guy.
Ew.
During the television newscast.
So
he had white paint thrown all over. He's getting up off it. It's kind of like what happened a few. It was when Ryan Seacrest got the ashes dumped on. He was happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this guy looks very unhappy as well. I wonder if that'll make it on. Richie, there's probably a feed of that somewhere. Going to make it virally on YouTube.
Yeah, just give me a name, I'll find it.
Speaking of things that are viral, I'm on my Twitter page, Jennifer.
Yes,
and
you are.
See that we have. Well, how do you know I am? Yes, you are.
I'm watching you.
Oh, you are?
No.
Can you see them?
I can't see you.
Huh? Well, the things that we pass along, oftentimes they are things that we'll post Facebook or Twitter-wise. Twitter-wise.
Twitter.
So we put things up here that are helpful that you'll benefit from reading. The best fares, big bargains on air travel, the things of supermarket guru Phil Lempert, health benefits of coconut milk. You can see, that's actually in the box that's next to the Queen of Cheap box. We have a Better Living box. and in there go a lot of these things. So we duplicate them and pass them along. I think they're worth repurposing, retweeting, if you will. So that's why you'll find them there on the Twitter page for Doug. It's Twitter at Doug Steffen. And then the Facebook page, we've got a lot of people and a lot of action today with regard to Mike Wallace and his passing. Jennifer, what are some of the words? I asked people to come up with a word that would best describe Mike Wallace from your perspective.
Yeah, we asked one word to describe Mike Wallace. Linda said professional. Joe said awesome. Elizabeth said wonderful. Renee didn't quite follow directions, but she said something nice anyway. Yeah. She said, I will miss him. I always enjoyed his
nice
thorough
going.
Interviews.
One
no,
word.
I like Renee. That's all right. I have trouble with following directions, too. Patrick said integrity, and Karen said tenacious.
Tenacious is a good
it's
word.
It's a good word.
Yeah, right. Live, spontaneous, a lot of the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. So we have a lot of these things that are there for you to use during the day. DougSteffen.com. By the way, you can always find us, 800-510-8255. One contact, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Another contact, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. And therefore, you can be connected with this to find out a lot of the things. Roberta does such great jobs with the things day-to-day, Chili's, Olive Garden, a lot more material in today's Queen of Cheap Box, including the reminder about Momonomics.
Oh, yeah, Momonomics is from Vitacost.com. And what it is, it's a program to help you save money on all sorts of things like better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamin supplements, even natural and organic foods. And you know how much those cost. But you can get them at Vitacost.com at all at up to 50% off. And the best news is that I like that orders over $49 get shipped to your door, Doug, absolutely free. You don't have to lift a finger other than to click on your mouse. So they call it Momonomics. Get it, Mom Plus Economics, a great way to save money, a great way to save time. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, Doug, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
And moms, while you're thinking about what Roberta has passed on to you, may I have you just quickly take a look at your face and your body, your arms. You have age spots, you have brown spots, you have liver spots. These are not particularly attractive. A lot of people don't like them. They're ugly. They can be a constant source of embarrassment. And all those greasy cover-ups are not the answer. Shamanonics, I'm sounding like you. Shamanonics. It's a coming.
Where did that come from?
Well, it came from me. I have Momonomics ingrained in my head, and I hear that all the time. So I saw something that was spelled somewhat similar to that. It's called Shamanics. But I put Shamanomics.
Shamanomics.
Anyway, you will remember this idea, ladies and gentlemen. Shamanics has now introduced Brilliance, three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation on your skin. Brilliance is what the product is called. It'll brighten your skin and beautifully even out your skin tones. Call now and you get an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance with your regular purchase of a bottle at the regular price. So you'll be finished with being embarrassed. Get rid of the brown age spots on your face, your neck, and your hands. Call 800-525-4988. Believe me, you'll get compliments like you've never heard before on your skin. 800-525-4988. Free Brilliance Skin Lightener and Brightener can be yours when you dial this number, 800-525-4988.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and giddy up, we're on the way. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, up, up. What does all that mean? You know, that was the noise of the Pony Express. The Pony Express that delivered mail, that went through all types of dangers, all types of obstacles, but their mission was to get the mail through, and they did a tremendous, tremendous job. Just think about the bravery that these people had. It was phenomenal. But you know what? The Pony Express was only in existence for 1 year. And then it migrated into railroads and into the mail and into the internet. And now we get all our mail on our smartphones. What does this have to do with life? Number one, sometimes it takes a lot of bravery and a lot of energy to get something started. But we always have to remember, we need to progress with it. We need to change with it. We need to change the times. We need to keep up with the times. So let's get on the express of life and deliver everything it has to offer. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Imagine the dark picture if Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb. But failure didn't discourage Edison. Optimism, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I've been talking about being in the CBS studios. Coming up in the next 10 seconds, a Charlie Rose 10-second promo, Richard. Mm-hmm. It's on the air in the next...
Can't wait.
It's funny to watch the guys walking across the set and how they put these all... It's just really... It's like this old business about sausage and how it's put together. I think you'd be fascinated. I think they ought to have more audiences for some of these shows so they could see
exactly
what's going on.
Do they know you're there?
Do these people know I'm here?
Yes, or did you just like bust in and sneak in the closet?
No, it's
tough to get in that complex.
Yeah, no, this is not. Yeah, I had to have three different forms of ID to prove who I was in order to get in here. Yeah, you don't get in here without having somebody before you has vouched for me. Shall we say, this is an interesting studio facility for sure. The tools of the trade, as I look around at all the things that have been part of my broadcast experience, one of the most fascinating things, and we all can relate to this, is how technology is changing so quickly. I look at these things here. There's something that hasn't changed, though, Richie. They have a vacuum cleaner on the set of the CBS morning show. They're vacuuming the rugs.
Of course they do.
With regular vacuum cleaners. I was looking at some of the tech things that had been around for a while, or how things got started. For example, how many of you remember the Apple Message Pad that was first introduced in 1993 for $700?
Wow.
The Message Pad. It was supposed to be a personal digital assistant. It was a. It was called the Newton. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
It did not work well. It was one of these.
It was one of the first PDAs.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, and that was how Apple got into the business. Did you know that? That's how Apple got started with this thing that wasn't really that successful. At the same time,
They had the Macintosh in the 80s.
I'm talking about this genre.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about the computers.
Okay.
This wasn't really a computer. This was an A. The
PDA.
Yeah, you can't say that my iPad is a computer, really. I can't use it.
Sure it is.
As, no, it can't
yeah,
be
it is.
Used. It doesn't do all the things a computer does.
You know, it's funny. I'm just reading an article in Mac Life magazine where one of the editors did just that. He put away his laptop, his Apple laptop, for 3 days and went on a little adventure to try and use his iPad as his daily work thing, and just all the differences and what he had to...
And how did it work for him?
He said in the end it worked, but you had to do some things a lot differently. But
you can't add on an iPad, can you?
What do you mean?
Can you add numbers?
Sure, there's calculator apps.
Yeah,
there's thousands of calculator apps.
Well, you better have an app, though. It doesn't come with it. You got to have an app.
I think it comes with a calculator app.
It probably comes with a basic one.
If not, it'd take you 10 seconds to get a calculator on there.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Shall I challenge you on that? 10 seconds.
I've done it 100 times. So
100 times.
I don't need to take your measly little challenge. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can do anything on it. It may be different.
Who remembers the grid pad?
The grid.
Anybody remember?
Pad. No.
The grid pad was one of the first things. Again, you could write. These are all writing devices, with the exception of the Touch Smart tablet introduced by Hewlett Packard a couple of years ago for $949. Multi-touch interface, power-sipping Intel chip, and a swivel keyboard. For those who don't like the touchscreen technology, why would you have... This was the first Apple was out there at the same time. Why would you even consider one of these things?
The grid pad was the predecessor to the Palm Pilot.
Yeah. Right. Not many people remember. Well,
Palm Pilot was big. That was huge. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff.
That was the big PDA back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I just am looking back at some of these things and thinking about technology and even how wonderful it is that we take these things and develop them. The new, the Titanic movie is out now in 3D. Apparently, according to what's at DougStephan.com today, there is a new way of experiencing the Titanic called 4DX, Titanic 4DX. In which you can smell the ocean, you can feel the frigid winds.
That's awesome.
You can feel the jarring bump of the ship hitting the iceberg. You can feel all of these things and stay on it, and you'll feel like you're sinking with the ship.
Great. Okay, that's
freaking
like
your butt.
Kind of like being on the show every now and then.
Yeah, right, exactly. I thought that was pretty fascinating, actually. Check that out. Here's something for ladies. For those ladies who are wanting to be in good shape for the summertime. How many of you gained 10 pounds over the winter? Raise your hands, please. Oh,
yeah. Me.
How many people have gained 15 pounds over the winter? Please raise your hands.
I'll stop at 10.
20 pounds, anybody? 25. Do I hear 30? No, I'm probably not going to hear 30. I do believe that there are a lot of people who would like to get rid of the unwanted extra weight. And in order to do that, your search is over. Because you can use TH-121 to use these natural ingredients. I have just lost my headset here. I don't know. Can you hear me? You can probably hear me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you!
There it is. I just pounded on this. This is CBS. Pound and my headphone goes off. Pound and it comes back on.
This is CBS.
All right, TH-121, anyway.
You just see it.
Contains natural ingredients shown to reduce the unwanted cravings. So you won't be eating more, and therefore, with the fat-burning substances that have little cells in your body, you're all fat-burning machines. With TH-121, they have helped thousands and thousands of people lose weight this year and keep it off. Here's how to get your free 30-day supply of TH-121. Call 800-525-2710. Free supply, $80 value. Check it out, TH-121, 800-525-2710.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Spring break week. For some, it's lots of fun. For others, beware of the scams. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For many college students and for many others, the week that follows Easter Sunday is spring break week. And quite a few things come to mind, including this. Fun and sun at the beach this week. But this spring break period can also bring out the scammers, especially foreign scams. Money management expert Erica Sandberg says the so-called grandparent scam is particularly troubling because of who is being targeted. Here's what the scammers do.
They end up calling older Americans saying, look, I'm your grandchild. I'm in terrible trouble. I need you to wire me cash right away.
Sandberg says the criminals really do their homework in targeting older Americans.
They've got a lot of demographic information. They're going to target older people. It's amazing how much data we put out that they're able to get. You know, these are really big crime rings.
One couple in San Diego, we're told, lost over $12,000 thinking their grandson was in jail in Mexico. Erica Sandberg says calls requesting that cash be wired immediately are a huge red flag. Experts advise people to contact other family members to verify claims that a loved one is in need. But there's a question many of us are asking. How is it possible for these criminals to actually imitate voices they've never heard? How do they get their victims on the other end of the call to believe their grandchild is calling?
Because they do disguise the voices. You know, they'll be crying hysterically. Speaking through tears, you know, can be very deceptive.
Good point. More than 700,000 complaints about scams were filed with the Federal Trade Commission last year alone. Bottom line, you receive a call, the person claims to be a family member who needs cash right away. You can't be too careful. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you can earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you can even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna.
But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Wall Street back in action following a three-day weekend. Last Friday, the markets were closed for Good Friday. Last Thursday, the Dow fell 15 points and starts out this week at 13,060. Today will be the first day investors will have a chance to react to the Labor Department numbers released last Friday that showed the unemployment rate basically unchanged at 8.2%, with 120,000 jobs added last month, far less than the 200,000 most economists had anticipated. In the In Case You Missed It department, the Mega Millions jackpot winner in Kansas, one of three ticket holders for that record-setting $656 million Mega Millions jackpot, came forward last Friday. Kansas Lottery Executive Director Dennis Wilson didn't have much information about this person, but he did say this.
They made the claim at 11:45 a.m. in Topeka, and the person looks forward to retirement.
In Kansas, you don't have to go public when you win Mega Millions, and this person has chosen to remain anonymous. The other two winning ticket holders in Illinois and Maryland have not yet claimed their shares. There is, of course, that woman in Maryland who claims to have a winning ticket that was not part of a pool of tickets she bought for coworkers, but she now says she has misplaced it. Closing notes? First of all, how about grabbing some lunch? Seems the traditional lunch hour is becoming a thing of the past for many of us. A recent Career Builder survey shows the average lunch break is now anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes long, and nearly 20% of us try to maximize our productivity by staying at our desks for lunch every day. Truthfully, I don't buy the productivity thing. Most of us are so fearful of losing our jobs, we assume if we actually go out for lunch, somebody else will be sitting at our desks when we come back. And finally, a question. What's your favorite holiday? A Harris poll shows that Easter, which of course was yesterday, did make the top five, but it came in at number five. Care to guess the others? You might be surprised. Number four is the 4th of July. Number three, Halloween. Number two, Thanksgiving. And the number one favorite holiday for Americans, according to this poll, you got it, Christmas. Number one across the board. And it will be here again before you know it. Better start shopping. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.